guys. Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am your host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Today's show is brought to you by thehouseofancestors.com. Are you ready to take your consciousness to the next level? The energy on earth is shifting and you should be shifting with it. Get some of that good conscious game at thehouseofancestors.com right now, ladies and gentlemen. We have an action-packed broadcast for you today, so let everybody know that we're live. I need everybody to hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, ladies and gentlemen. Let everybody know that we're in here. What we're going to do, guys, we're going to take that real quick commercial break, and we will be right back after these messages, so don't you move a muscle. We'll be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed, available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack, and the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get the Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
What's up, family? You guys need to check out this cookie company out of Houston, Texas called The Cookie Confidant. Man, they sell these beautiful, delicious, huge cookies right out of Houston, Texas, man. And the brother has been in business since 2017. And I've tried these cookies, man. They are bomb, bomb, bomb. Very delicious. My personal favorite are the chocolate chip pecan cookies, man. They are bomb. Y'all need to go to cookieconfidant.com. to get these cookies. Black-owned company, man. They got chocolate chip peanut butter cookies, white chocolate cookies with sprinkles, man. So anything you like in a cookie, they got it. So again, go to cookieconfidant.com. That's cookieconfidant.com.
Have you ever thought about getting into credit repairing? We have everything you need to start a life-changing credit repair business. Zero experience needed. This software makes it incredibly easy to launch, run, and grow your very own profitable credit repair business or to add an entirely new revenue stream to your existing business. Run your own credit repair business effortlessly. 100% risk-free trial with no hassle one-click cancellation at any time. Go to fixcreditsoftware.com. That's fixcreditsoftware.com.
What's up, family? If you want to keep your car clean inside and out, you need to do it with Royal Canary. Royal Canary is the best car detailing product on the market right now. It's a premium car detailing product that will beat any product on the market, guaranteed. And it's not just the first, but it's the only black-owned car detailing product on the market. So no more using all of those old, outdated, greasy, watered-down products. Step your game up at royalcanary.com. That's royalcanary.com. And use the coupon code FBA to get 5% off on your purchase. royalcanary.com.
With you five places.
Join host Black Ice and Akis over at The Black Narrative, a Black First and Hebrew Israelite channel on YouTube that broadcasts live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every week, they discuss controversial issues and challenge false narratives fed to blacks through mass media. Search The Black Narrative on YouTube or visit their website, www.theblacknarrative.tv. Be one.
Are you looking to start your own business? Millions of brothers have turned to eBay to escape the rat race. Become your own boss and get the Power Seller Research eBook. It's a comprehensive, step-by-step guide that explains how to start an eBay business. The website is powersellerresearch.com. Again, that's powersellerresearch.com.
Have you ever asked yourself when will black folks get divine justice? This is because our people do not have a divine force to call upon like the Haitians did in 1804. I'll teach you how to call on the universal God and manifest your desires. Whether it's money, love, a better career, a successful business, or better people to date, and most of all, the removal of pesky white supremacy, go to starknowledge.net now. And don't worry, this is not voodoo. You'll be learning to call on the divine force that you are already very familiar with. Go to starknowledge.net now.
Are you looking for a 100% natural beard product that cleans the skin under your beard and it stimulates growth? Then check out Beard Tree Oil and Herbs, LLC. They promote healthy beards over everything. They offer a full line of products, including beard and face wash, balm oil, mist, and detox. So treat yourself to the Beard Tree 3 package, which includes the wash, balm, oil for just $25. For best results, check out the Beard Tree 5 that includes all 5 products for just $50. So check this out all at BeardTreeOilAndHerbs.com. That's BeardTreeOilAndHerbs.com, or follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Beard Tree Oils and Herbs. Ladies, do you want to tone up your body and enhance your feminine curves without feeling masculine? Well, trainer Solomon Pratt is the best, and he is your guy. Solomon's Gym Fitness app offers customized online training that is convenient and effective. You can download his fitness app at solomonsfitnessworld.com. Solomon also makes ankle, power, and booty-resistant bands to strengthen and tone and stretch your entire body anytime you want to train. Ladies, summer is about to be here soon. You don't want to have that big corona lockdown stomach? Get those Solomon's Fitness World bands right now at solomonsfitnessworld.com.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave a op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at ogoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. Ogoon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave him the blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I say, whoever do that paper, your mom's a hoe.
Oh, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. We are back. Welcome back to Tariq Radio. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Again, I'm your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. We're doing the show kind of late this week, but early in the day. It's very early right now. I usually don't do the broadcast this early, but I wanted to get it in early just to get it out the way so I don't, because I'm real busy getting all these DVDs out to everybody. Shout out to everybody who has gotten the Buck Breaking DVD. The Buck Breaking DVD is selling like hotcakes. Shout out to the people who got it off Amazon. Now, Amazon, we have fully stocked them up this week. So I guess they're processing stuff in their system. We've sent a whole bunch to Amazon. So Amazon is fully stocked up. I think it might take them a couple of days to program the inventory in. I know they're slowly doing it now. I think by tomorrow, everything will be in their system, but they have the DVDs. Let's be very clear. We sent them like 20,000 DVDs this week. So they got DVDs in stock. They're just adding them to their inventory at Amazon. So everybody who ordered off Amazon, you should be getting yours pretty soon. I know some people have gotten theirs from Amazon. Now, a lot of people who ordered from the site, from buckbreakingmovie.com, you get your DVDs in a couple of days. You know, we send them out very, 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 very quickly. And again, you can still go to buckbreakingmovie.com and get your DVDs. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the hottest movie on the streets right now. And family, Buck Breaking is so very needed. It is so very needed. And by the way, when you go to buckbreakingmovie.com, we have a package deal where you can get all 7 of our films, Hidden Colors 1 through 5, 1804, and Buck Breaking. You get all movies for just $99. We've got a great deal at buckbreakingmovie.com. So if you want to take advantage of that, go to buckbreakingmovie.com. But family, the time for Buck Breaking could not have come any better. This is why so many people are gravitating towards the movie, because they understand how important it is for us to combat the media warfare that is being launched against us right now. We have to understand the dominant white society. Whatever they do, however they move for war. Everything is warfare with them. Our brother John Henry Clark broke that down. Everything they touch, they use it for war. Everything they touch is weaponized. And primarily, it's weaponized against us. We have to understand that part of the game. Even when the dominant society, when they have conflicts among each other, we're the first thing on their mind still. There was something on Twitter yesterday. You know, over in Palestine and Israel, there's a conflict going on. There's war going on. There's Israel is dropping bombs over there in Palestine, and people are kind of talking about the atrocities that's going on over there. There was a mosque bombed in Palestine, and there's a lot of people over here speaking out against it. Some people are trying to ride the fence, because if you criticize Israel in any way, they'll paint you as anti-Semitic. So a lot of people are trying to speak out against the conflict over there, but they just kind of want to toe the line and walk that middle ground. And my thing is, look, over there in Palestine, you know, some of the atrocities that's happening is horrible, but they got communities over there where they got black folks, black Palestinians that they call Abids or whatever, slaves, where they're being discriminated against. There was one Palestinian woman hopping on Twitter who she's connected with the alt-right, talking about how Palestinians are more oppressed than black people in America. I mean, throwing black Americans in this, I'm like, lady, you got a conflict in your homeland and you sitting up here talking about, you thinking about throwing dirt on black Americans? So you have a conflict going on over there in your homeland, and the first thing on your mind is to throw dirt on black Americans. So this shows where these people's priorities are. That's why I say, hold your own nuts. I'm Bennett, I ain't in it. This is why we got to stop putting the capes on for everybody. Nobody's putting the capes on for us. And when things go rough on their part of the town, they're sitting around thinking about how they can get over here to throw dirt on us. So I'm like, everybody hold your own damn nuts. We have to hold ours, y'all hold yours. It's just that simple for me. I'm tired of being the fall guy. We got to be the moral compass for everybody. We got a cape for everybody, only for them to sit around and turn around and dump on us. Damn all that. This woman is up here talking about how black Americans are somehow complicit with what's going on over there because we pay taxes to the government and the government over here funds Israel. Some old janky ass correlation. Like, lady, the money that we pay in taxes, we don't want that going all over the world. We're trying to get some of that money that we pay in taxes to be used on reparations for us. So we don't have control over where that money goes. So again, but those are bad faith arguments coming from these people anyway. But anyway, the point is, the dominant society, everything about what they do always leads back to warfare against us. Even when they have conflicts with each other. Now, Brother Neely Fuller talked about the LGBT agenda, how in white society, when it comes to white society promoting LGBT agendas among other white people, they have conflicts about that. They have major conflicts about white people promoting the LGBT agenda to other white people. They don't really play those games. because they're not trying to promote non-procreative sex to white people because their birth rates are already low. So they're trying to do whatever they need to do to increase their birth rate. So this is why white society, they have knocked down, drag out fights among each other about the LGBT agenda. But when it comes to promoting the LGBT agenda to black people, all of the dominant white society have no problem with that whatsoever. Notice that when they want to promote the LGBT agenda to black people, the dominant white society all get on code and they say, yes, we have no problem with that. Let's write a blank check, how much money we need, however much we need. Let's send it down the pipeline to promote LGBT agendas to the black community. Because see, they understand the importance of promoting non-procreative sex to black people. See, they accomplish a lot of things. Number one, they will stop or minimize the birth rate by promoting non-procreative sex, meaning same sex or sex with transgenders. And this is why they try to tell you that transgendered dudes who are transgendered are really women. This is why they do this, so that you don't think you're having gay sex if you have sex with a man who identifies as a woman. What they're trying to tell you is that if you have sex with another man who identifies as a woman, you're not really gay, because we know that there's a stigma of being gay. So you're not really gay if you're having sex with a trans dude who's identifying as a woman, because he's really a woman. So it's just like having sex with a woman. Come on, black folks, get on board with this. See, this is the con game that they try to run on us. And also, promoting that to us, that eliminates the warrior class. So if they promote this stuff to black males are not going to try to fight white supremacy. They're telling black males, hey, why don't you try to get yourself a white zaddy? Why don't you identify as a woman? Because we're not going to let you be a man. If you try to be a man, we're going to put these race soldiers on you. If you try to stand up for yourself like a man, we're going to reject you. We're going to punish you. We're going to send the military into your communities and they're going to pepper spray you. If you try to identify as a man, we're going to react to you hostile. We're not going to let you identify as a man. If you try to be masculine, we're going to call that toxic masculinity. We talked about this in the Buck-breaking movie. We break it down. If you stand up for yourself and try to fight racial white supremacist injustice, well, we're going to use our media to demonize you. So you might as well just accept your role as a woman. The best we'll let you do is be a woman, and then you can go find you a white zaddy to lay up under. And what they're doing now, they're promoting this mindset to children. See, they're letting you know early. If you are aggressive, we're going to mass incarcerate you. And then once we get you behind those closed doors, we're going to feminize you anyway, because we're going to have rapists in there who's going to buck break you. That's what prisons are. Prisons now are buck breaking factories. Just like the plantations, the prisons are the same thing as the plantations. You put people in greater confinement. They have no rights. You force them to work. If they don't work, they're punished. You do experiments on them and you buck break them. The prisons are the new plantations, and the buck breaking on the plantations happen now in the prisons. Family, this is why it's so important for you to get the Buck Breaking movie and use it as a study guide with your family. We have to combat the propaganda, the media warfare. So now, as we see in cartoons now, they're really promoting buck breaking to children heavily. They just made an announcement that they're doing a reboot of the Proud Family cartoon. Now, the Proud Family cartoon back in the day was a cartoon that a lot of black kids liked to watch. It was a little cute cartoon that was on Disney. So now they did a reboot, and now in this cartoon, they're emphasizing that they're going to have Billy Porter and a white man named Zachary Quinto doing the voices of two gay dads, an interracial gay dad couple. Also, they have another non-binary character played by Magic Johnson's son, EJ Johnson. Family, they're going hard body with this stuff. They're going hard body with it. So, the two gay dads, they have an adopted daughter who's supposed to be an activist. This is what they're saying. So they're going to tie in some of the racial justice protest into this thing and compare it to the white LGBT struggle, which is not really a struggle. There is no white LGBT struggle. The white LGBT community has been in power and they practice the same level of anti-black racism, white supremacy as the heterosexual white community. But I want you to just look at the visuals here. The white dad, the white gay dad, is a big, buff, masculine white man who's obviously the top. And there's a little feminized black man who's the bottom of the relationship, in the relationship. He's the bitch. I want y'all to see these. This is the dynamic that they're promoting to children. When children see this visual, especially black boys, what are they going to think? Look, this is devastating. I want y'all to understand that. And this is the key thing. In the Buck Breaking movie, we talked about how in white male supremacist culture, the white man, historically, as long as they were the top, they were the ones performing sex acts on people, they got to retain their masculinity or their heterosexual status. So they get to portray themselves as straight because they're the ones actually doing the sex act. The black person is receiving the sex. He's the receiver, he's the bottom. So it's the black person who's really gay, who's really non-straight, but the white man gets to retain his masculinity. We broke that down in the Buck Breaking film. See, I want you to understand the visuals here. The big buff white man who's towering over the little black man, he's still in a supreme position. Family, look how he has his hand all on his shoulder. He's standing there from the in the back of him. And the look at the face of the black man as if he's receiving pleasure. See, these images are not by accident. This is something that digs into the subconscious minds of children. This is warfare. And this is by the Disney Company. And we know the Disney Company, you know, we know their reputation. And I have a lot of niggas out here talking about, oh, thank goodness we get some representation. Family, if you think that these people are doing this because they want to give you some damn representation, you're a goddamn fool. These people don't give a shit about representing you in a productive manner. Everything they do is about warfare. The Disney Company, this company has made their bones off anti-black images. Some of the earliest Walt Disney cartoons showed some of the most despicable racist images of black people imaginable. Walt Disney was a known, infamous white supremacist. They're still talking about images at Disneyland and Disney World right now that have negative anti-black effects. They're still complaining about some of the negative stereotypical images at Disney World and Disneyland today. Walt Disney was an infamous anti-black racist. He hated black people. they had all types of minstrel characters in those Disney cartoons. You understand? In Disney, they've had a history of little sexual innuendos in their cartoons that they slipped in. Y'all look up some of that stuff on YouTube. Some of the cartoons had to be taken out of rotation, like Song of the South, because it was so damn racist. So these people are not about representation. These people all are about warfare against us and propaganda against us. See, there's a population control problem. See, they want to shave off and tailor this population because the white numbers are getting so low. They need to shave off some of the black numbers. And promoting non-procreative sex to black people, that's one of the tactics. And also, we got to go back on these vaccines. Family, they're so desperate to get us to take these vaccines, we don't know what's in these vaccines. Many people believe there's something in these vaccines that's going to have a delaying effect, that's going to do something with our procreative organs. Many people believe that because they're just a little too desperate to get black people to take these vaccines. Over in Ohio, do you know, they're telling people if they take vaccines, they're going to get to be a part of a lottery where they can possibly win $1 million. If you take vaccines in Ohio, and they're targeting black folks with this, you'll get to be a part of a lottery. I mean, this stuff is just getting ridiculous at this point. But family, this is why it's so very important that we use our media to combat this stuff. Everybody hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button. Because see, when black folks start to defend themselves, we're told that we're supposed to just take all the propaganda and all the anti-black rhetoric and hatred. We're supposed to just sit around and take it. We're not supposed to defend ourselves. We're not supposed to stand our ground. We're not supposed to give a retort to this stuff. And no, I say we're supposed to stand up no matter what. You never bow down to non-justice. There was a brother down in Florida, I think. He was the manager of Dunkin' Donuts. An old white man was in the drive-thru taunting the black man, and then he got out of his car, went inside the Dunkin' Donuts using all types of racial epithets, and the black manager there feared for his life, so he knocked the shit out of the old white supremacist. It was a 77-year-old white man. The black man, afraid for his life because this white supremacist was using all types of racial epithets towards him, he didn't know what this white man was about to do. So the brother decked him and killed this white man. So they had to lock the brother up. And we need to support that brother to get him up out of there, because that's a stand your ground state. People always talk about stand your ground. Black people need to be in a position to stand our ground too. See, those stand your ground laws are really for white people. The minute we stand our ground, they try to lock us up. We have to start as a community supporting black people who stand their ground. I know out there in Oklahoma, there was another brother who somebody tried to break into his cannabis shop and he shot him, and then they locked this brother up. And this was a family man. This was in Oklahoma. Forgot the brother's name. So we have to start supporting our people who stand up for themselves. We need to get these black lawyers out here. We need to get black folks out here in the neighborhoods and the communities to step up locally on this type of stuff. But this thing is real out here, family. They're targeting our children. I put up a post yesterday, of a teacher. I don't know what city this is, but this is a non-binary teacher. So she's in the classroom telling the students to refer to her as Teacher Robbie. Now listen to this. Now this lady, she looks like a mulatto chick. I don't know what she is. She's mixed with some. She's very light-skinned, has braids, and this is what she's telling her fourth-grade class. Listen.
Teacher All right, let's try this. 1, 2, 3, all eyes on me.
1, 2, eyes on you.
Good. So, like I said, a lot of people have a question because I'm a non-binary teacher. So, to my fourth grade class, what do you guys call me?
Teacher Romy.
And y'all are cool with that?
Yes.
Exactly. It's that simple.
Okay. Okay. So, this teacher had her fourth grade class. Her name is Romy, whatever. And she says she's non-binary. And the kids are supposed to call her Teacher Romy, not Mrs. Romy or not Mr. Romy, but Teacher Romy. And you guys cool with that? Yeah. Okay, now here's the problem. These are fourth graders. Your non-binary status, whatever that means, because these are fourth graders. I'm more concerned about the curriculum the children are going to be learning. Y'all bringing this stuff to these children. See, that's just the beginning. They're trying to make it seem like, oh, it's just that simple. No, because that's just the beginning. Where does this thing end? Because now when some of these kids start asking questions, what's a non-binary? Some kids are going to ask questions. Well, that's part of my LGBT status. Okay, what is LGBT? What does those letters mean? Lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans. Okay. What's a bisexual? I always ask that when a child asks you what the hell a bisexual is, what are you going to tell them? And what's going to happen is that they're going to be hostile to these kids. That's my problem. They're going to start being hostile to these children. They're going to be hostile. See, this is where we get into the buck-breaking thing. Because, see, that's what they were doing on the plantations. They were forcing us to accept certain sexual ideologies. And if we went against that or we questioned that, it was like, hey, don't you question me. You'll get the whip if you question me. You just do what I say. See, that's where I have a problem. That's where it goes. Because I want y'all to be clear. What if one of those kids slip up, and I say slip up in quotes, and just say, hey, Miss Robbie. And then this teacher's like, hey, don't you call me miss. And if one of those kids repeatedly keeps slipping up and referring to this woman as a miss, what are you going to do to punish these kids? See, this is where I get into the problem. Because, see, they'll start punishing these black kids, especially the black boys, because it's only natural if a kid who's raised to be respectful of men and women or whoever their elders or older people, it's natural for them to say ma'am or sir. I was raised like that. I always call people ma'am, sir all the time. It's a natural instinct that I have. So a lot of children have that, to refer to people as ma'am or sir. So now if a black kid refers to somebody as ma'am or sir, are they going to get sent to the office? Are they going to be put in detention? See, this is where it goes, guys. This is where it goes. Now you've created another scenario so that these black kids can be punished, especially these boys. Especially they look for any reason to punish these boys. So one of these boys innocently comes to class and say, hey, Miss Robbie, all of a sudden he gets sent to the office for misgendering the damn teacher. Then he gets in trouble. And that's another form of buck breaking. Because we know how hostile some of these people in the LGBT community will get if you refer to them as ma'am or sir, and you don't know what's going on with them. Let me play this video to remind you. Remember this video I played the other day of this white man who went into this chicken spot? Somebody referred to him as sir, and then he went off and caused the scene? Hold on.
What's his name? What's your name?
My name's Alex. Tommy.
Yeah, your name's Alex, and I'm going to be talking to your manager. This guy called me sir.
I
get this happens every fucking day. Everywhere
did.
I go, I get called sir. I'm so did. Fucking tired. Why would you call a chick? Big ass tits. Fucking. Why would you call?
I didn't say
no, that. Stop trying to gaslight trans people and tell us that we're crazy. Crazy. You need to fucking be mindful of other people and stop being
that.
A fucking scumbag, and you're a liar. I heard you. Stop fucking gaslighting trans people.
Okay, you see what I'm saying? Because there was another video of another big buff white man who had a wig on, and somebody referred to him as sir. I'm not a sir. It's ma'am. I beat your ass. It's ma'am. Like, so, dude, Man, kids should not be subjected to that type of energy, dude. That's because that's where it's going. That's where it's going. And again, they only pull this stuff on black kids. This is some stuff that they really promote heavy to black children. They ain't really going up in white schools doing all that because them white parents will go up there and have a field day. They're like, oh, hell no. They do this to our children. And let me tell you something. In black schools, even going back to the 80s, you know, they started hiring. Remember, if you remember growing up in the 80s, they had these old hostile stud teachers coming in who clearly didn't like black boys. We started seeing a lot of that in the 80s, where they would get these stud teachers who had a bone in their ass about black boys. They would overly punish black boys. That was a thing in the 80s. All that those hostile ass women who would come in there, very hostile to the black boys. That was real big in the 80s. Always putting the black boys in detention, coming in there with that negative energy. Yeah, those gym teachers. Yeah, first it was the PE teachers. It was the PE teachers, but then it was the regular teachers. See, we all knew about the PE teacher. We knew the PE teacher had a strap on in her book bag. But then the other teachers, because sometimes they would have the PE teachers teach regular classes sometimes. Sometimes the PE teacher would be the math teacher. I remember this in school. Sometimes the PE teacher would teach other classes. So they would have these women who were real hostile to the black boys. I remember that distinctively. That's why I dropped out of school. I didn't like that hostile energy. I dropped out of high school in the 11th grade and bounced. I could not stand that energy because we were always getting in trouble for every little thing. I'm like, man, this is like a fucking plantation. Let me get the hell out of here. I ain't learning. They ain't teaching me shit. I learned more on my own. I'm just coming to school to get in damn trouble every of a damn day. Fuck all this. That made me get the hell up out of there. You dig? But that was a big thing starting in the 80s. Having them studs up in the schools being real hostile towards the boys. You dig? That was a thing, man. So we have to understand what's going on now. They done stepped this thing up to a whole different level now. They done stepped this thing up to a whole different level. And we have to combat that with our own media. This is why the buck-breaking film is so, so very important. And also, we have to watch these folks that's in the media, man. Look, all the stuff that we see in the media, man, everything, anything having to do with black people, as we see, there's going to be some kind of janky agenda to it. Everything we see in the media at this point, there's going to be a janky agenda to it. I saw something with Mark LaMoist Hill. He was he had Umar on his broadcast, and I don't know where this show is broadcast, but this was on Mark LaMoist Hill Twitter, and they were talking about rape culture in black society, which there is no rape culture in black society. And I want y'all to listen to Mark LaMoist Hill using these talking points that comes from these liberal think tanks that attacks black people, talking about a rape culture within black society. There is no rape culture within black society. I want y'all to peep the talking points that Mark LaMoist Hill is using talking about black people. I want y'all to peep this game right here. Listen to this.
I guess it's hard for me to take that answer without asking a question, rhetorical question of, well, what does freedom look like? I agree with you. White men get away with all kinds of stuff. They do all kinds of harm. White men have destroyed this world from the moment they've been on the planet. You and I will agree on that. But my vision of freedom is not to be as unchecked, as unaccountable, as violent, as patriarchal, as misogynistic, as transphobic, as imperialistic as white men are.
Okay, I want y'all to peep this jive-ass talking point that fuck niggas like Mark Lamont Hill and a lot of black feminists and a lot of these LGBT people use. What? This is a con game. When black people point out, okay, if we're talking about rape culture is in white society and they don't get punished for it. Their retort basically is, well, yeah, white people are bad. There's a lot of bad white people, but we shouldn't want to be bad just like white people. So we need to be held accountable too. That's a bullshit argument, because what that does is offer protection for the white people. That's a thing where these Negroes are trying to protect white people. That's that Me Too thing where when we point out, hey, all the raping and the sexual harassment, that's coming from white people. Oh, well, how come black people, y'all just want to practice the same type of patriarchy as the white man? Why you want to be like the white man? We need to be held accountable. Wink, wink. That's them niggas trying to protect white daddy. Okay, that's them niggas trying to protect white daddy. We ain't saying we want to do the same thing as white people. We're saying that punishment should not be racially based. You should not racially base people, racially base the punishment. We should not be prioritized for punishment because of race. That's what we're saying. Nobody, we don't have a culture of going around raping people and everybody's accepting that. We don't in black society. Let's be very clear. They do in white society. We just don't want to be put in the front of the line to be overly punished. See, niggas who talk that talk, they're trying to protect white daddy. And they always talk about how bad white supremacy is in the abstract. Yes, white men are bad. White men have done some horrible things. But here comes the but. Well, but let's prioritize punishing black people. Bullshit.
I don't want a world where I'm free to be as reckless as Harvey Weinstein. I don't want Bill Cosby to be treated like Harvey Weinstein. I want Harvey Weinstein to be as accountable as Bill Cosby has been made to be. For me, that's what freedom and justice look like. And so I think too often, and this isn't a critique of you per se, but a critique of sort of how we talk about this issue, is that sometimes we keep pointing to white men who haven't been held accountable and say, well, look, they didn't do anything, when in fact we should be saying they need to be accountable, but we need to be accountable.
We are saying that, but nigga, you're double talking. You're double talking, dude. Hold on.
We should be saying they need to be accountable, but we need to be accountable because so much of the harm that happens, whether it's sexual violence, whether it's transphobic violence, whether it's rape culture, we are accountable for that. Black men do harm in the world.
We don't have a rape culture, Mark Lamoist Hill. Yeah, white people are bad, but we need to be held accountable too. And when these niggas like Mark Lamoist Hill, being held accountable meaning they need to get with white folks to further punish black people. And Bill Cosby, again, they use I'm white and I say so on Bill Cosby. There was no evidence that Bill Cosby did anything, and Bill Cosby was never arrested or convicted of rape. They used all types of I'm white and I say so rhetoric against Bill Cosby.
Men aren't the sole source of the harm. Black men didn't create the harm. Black men shouldn't be isolated for the harm. But black men do harm, and there has to be a way that we hold ourselves accountable. And I think if we don't, we run the risk of reinforcing patriarchy and so many other forms of violence in the world.
Nigga, stop it. Nigga, stop. There's no black patriarchy. These are white supremacist talking points that are given to these Negroes to run interference from criticizing white men. Black men need to be held accountable. Black men are overly accounted for any type of wrongdoing. Black people don't get no fucking pass for nothing. The fuck is this dude talking about? What pass do we get? We get overly accounted for shit, stuff we didn't do. Black folks get accused of crimes that we didn't even damn do. Black folks, we get shot down and killed just for looking suspicious. What the hell are we not being accounted for? What are we getting away with? What is this nigga talking about? What do black people, especially black men, what are we sitting around getting away with? How are we skirting the law? How are we skirting responsibility? Nigga, we get killed for just looking suspicious. Nigga, we get locked down for knowing somebody who did a damn crime. Even if we didn't do anything, we get accused of being in a gang that don't even exist. We get overly punished. This is this nigga running interference for white daddy. Black men are not getting a pass for committing any crimes. We're not getting away with anything. We're over-incarcerated. We're over-killed. We're over-punished. We're over-accused. We're over-canceled. If a black person in the industry looks at a white woman, oh, that's sexual harassment. The brother's going to get fired. What is this nigga talking about? We need to hold each other accountable as if we're getting away with something. What the fuck is this nigga talking about? Yeah, we get killed over traffic stops. We get killed because they thought we had a weapon. What is this nigga talking about? We get killed for just sitting at home eating ice cream and they run in our house and kill us. We need to be held accountable for shit that we don't even do. We're already overly held accountable. Niggas like Mark LaMoist Hill, who pushed that LGBT agenda. And remember, this was one of the niggas who was pushing that Malcolm X was gay narrative. We talked about that in the Buck Breaking movie. We're overly held accountable for child support. We're overly incarcerated. When niggas talk like that, remember, that's just them running interference for white daddy. That's them running interference for white daddy. That's why we had first them. We ain't doing this thing where you just gonna prioritize black people and overly punish us. First them. Punish them white people equally. The punishment should be equal. It should be equal punishment all the way down the line. You're not going to prioritize us and make us the face of sexual violence, transphobic violence. Fuck out of here. Black folks are not transphobic and we do not commit transphobic violence. Things that happen to trans LGBT people, it's white people doing it and other LGBT people doing it. Let's stop that dumb shit. This nigga's a tool for the white supremacists. It's always been. Niggas like that are dangerous. But see, we gotta watch what goes on in the industry. And family, and I posted this on my page the other day. As we know, Buck Breaking came out and a lot of people are not too happy about Buck Breaking. And on HBO, they have this extremely unfunny show called A Black Lady Sketch Show, where they have a lot of these LGBT, a lot of these immigrant non-FBA people on here. This show is so completely unfunny, it's ridiculous. Completely unfunny show. It's in that same realm that, you know, HBO has a lot of these immigrants, these who's supposed to be representing black culture, but they're not foundational black Americans, or they're anchor babies and they come from these funny backgrounds who's supposed to be our representatives. That's why none of this shit is really that funny. So on HBO, they have this Black Lady Sketch Show. And they do this character who's supposed to be what they call a HERTEP, a conscious black woman who, I guess, spouts these conspiracy theories, and they call her HERTEP as the female version of a HOTEP. And this character, to me, it looks like they're trying to poke at the Scheherazade Alis and the Francis Cress Welsings. It's like they're trying to poke at that. And in this particular skit, they had Gabrielle Union in the skit. And at the beginning of the skit, they threw my name in there. They kind of casually mentioned my name. And this was on HBO. And let me play this clip here. Let me play the clip. This is from the lady, the lead writer and the lead actor on this sketch show was a mixed lady named Robin Theed. I think I'm pronouncing her name right. And this woman, she's written on a lot of shows on like BET and other shows. She's completely unfunny. She's extremely unfunny. Robin Theed is extremely, excruciatingly unfunny, but she writes on a lot of shows. So I think her humor, black folks are not the audience for her type of comedy. Her comedy and her humor is something that humors white people. But listen to this. Hold on.
Welcome to Black Table Talk, the only place on Tariq Nasheed's internet where we can have an honest conversation. Today's topic, women in the workplace. Why? I'm your host, Dr. Hadassah Olayinka Ali Youngman, pre-PhD. And I'm about to take you on the overground.
How long is this intro? I do not mean to rush you, Queen Hadassah, but Kavya has me on a curfew.
See. No, Gabrielle Union. Black women babies are not allowed to issue curfews. Only our original kings can do that. Supreme Rob Meek told me to be home by 3.
Is he here? Can he sign a head wrap for me?
Unfortunately, no. He does not fraternize with married women, except for me and all 8 of his wives.
Oh, that's very Doug Christie of you guys.
Anyway, welcome to the show. It says here now that you're an actress, an author, a television host, a fashion designer, and a spokeswoman.
Thank you.
Why so many jobs, and how does your husband deal with this betrayal?
Betrayal? I think my husband appreciates a woman.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Female.
Thank you.
That makes her own money, is incredibly flexible, and still is able to raise a family.
I'm glad you said that. Now, as everybody knows, there are many factors working towards the destruction of the Black family.
Mm.
Number 1, wedge sneakers. Mm. Number 2, working women. And if you ask...
Aren't you at work right now?
I don't get paid for this. I have made no money doing anything.
Okay. So that was the comedy right there. Family, look, and we saw how unfunny that was. And my thing is, if you throw my name in there, at least make the shit funny. You know, if you're going to do something, make it funny. But is it Robin Thede? Okay, I think her name is it Robin Thede? This is not funny. And if you look at the sketch show, some of the skits in there, a lot of it is like very minstrel-y. It's like some minstrel show shit. They had something called Black Lady Courtroom. It's painfully unfunny. They jumping around the courtroom twerking. It's minstrel shit. It's a minstrel show. It's painfully unfunny. And I just found out the Robin Thede lady had me blocked on Twitter, and I never tweeted her, by the way. She has me blocked, and I've never tweeted her. So them mentioning me was definitely coming from a hostile place. Yeah, you watch the stuff. You try to give it an honest watch, and you can't even catch what the jokes are. I'm like, okay, I'm waiting on the joke. Where's the funny? Where was this supposed to be funny? Where was the joke supposed to be? It's horrible. But this is the thing. This Robin Thede lady, her mother is a Black woman she's the Democratic politician out there in Iowa. I almost want to say she's clicked in with the Congressional Black Caucus. That I'm not sure. I almost want to say she's clicked in with them, but I know her mother is a politician out there in Iowa. And this Robin Thede, her dad is a white German man. Okay? So this woman was raised by a white man. So her views of Black people were filtered through her white daddy being raised out there in Iowa. Not too many Black people in no damn Iowa. So this Robin Thede woman, who does these real cornball minstrel skits of a lot of goofy stereotypes that are completely unfunny, we have to understand where that's coming from. Let's understand where that's coming from. This is coming from the filter of white people. This is a person who was raised around white people in a household with a white man, filtering that anti-Black racism, especially towards Black males, because she does a lot of skits where she's portraying thuggish Black men. It's some real, real deep, unfunny shit. So she's the child of a white man and a bed wench. So, of course, her views of Black people is going to be negative. And this type of humor, Black people are not the audience for that. This is the kind of humor that white people like and anti-FBA immigrants like. Not all, because I know a lot of immigrants who said, hey, her ass ain't funny to me either. I know a lot of immigrants who don't find that shit funny. But that whole lovey, all those people, She's a fan of hers. Roland was up here co-signing that skit right there. Roland's big honey mustard dressing smelling ass was up here. That was funny. I loved it. So, of course, his big chunky ass is going to like it. But we have to understand that black people are not the audience for that. Them talking down really on black American culture. It's really foundation of black American culture. Their whole sketch show, it's really poking at that for the amusement of white people. And let's be clear, nobody really watches that show. The ratings are horrible. I think they're led in by, on HBO, the Bill Maher show, which had like a 14, it was like number 14 in the ratings list. So they're led in by Bill Maher's show, and I think they come in after that. And the Black Lady Sketch Show, when you look at the Nielsen ratings, they're all the way down to number 74. So they have a lead-in show that is at number 14, and they drop all the way. They don't keep none of the lead-in numbers. That shit drops all the way down to 74. So the ratings are horrible on this show. Why? Because this shit just ain't funny. It's just not a funny show. But, you know, they keep this stuff around, and they keep people like that around because they can use them. These are useful tools for white supremacy. Putting this unfunny garbage on television. You understand? Somebody said the first season wasn't good either. But yeah, they give this Robin Thede woman, she was on, they gave her a BET show. That shit tanked after the first season. Extremely unfunny. When I see them give certain unfunny black people these shows, I'm like, okay, what are they keeping these niggas around for? Black folks don't really rock with them. So white people will keep certain black folks around just for their own personal amusement. We have to watch out for that. And we know with the Bill Maher show on there, that shit is damn near becoming the alt-right. So we see what HBO's agenda is, and we saw what HBO tried to do with Michael Jackson. We see what's going on with HBO. You think? So them trying to throw our name in the mix, throwing my name in the mix personally, trying to take a shot. You know, many people believe, okay, this is their little retribution for buck breaking. And it's not coincidental they would have Gabrielle Union on there in that skit where they threw my name out there. You know, this woman with her husband, you know, wearing toenail polish, and they have their son or daughter. I don't know what the, is it a non-binary child or son, daughter? I don't know what it is this week. I don't know what they're calling the child this week. But that's not a coincidence. But see, that type of stuff, again, it's for white people. White people find that type of stuff, those anti-black stereotypes, they find that amusing. They find that funny. You understand? And again, this is media warfare. This all goes back to them having media warfare against us. This is all it is. This is media warfare. And they're pushing an agenda, and we have to combat that agenda. And we have to stop being afraid to combat that agenda. We got to stop being scared. I'm not afraid of these folks because I'm standing on the side of right. I'm standing on the side of truth. And again, there are going to be more attacks. That's why we got to stand strong, and we got to stand in solidarity. And we have to all stand up in unison and say, hey, enough is enough of this damn agenda. You're not going to keep attacking us. You're not going to use your tragic mulattoes, your LGBT coons, your mammies and bedwinches, and your bedbugs. You're not going to use all these people to attack us. The Mark LaMoist Hills sitting up here talking about how black folks need to be black men, how evil black men are, and how black men need to be held more accountable, as if we're not getting our brains blown out here. These people are treasonous to black society. And white society are going to keep propping these folks up. See, they know useful tools when they see them. This is why they keep them around, even though a lot of people don't watch these Negroes. They keep them around because they know that they're going to push the daddy protection agenda. They're going to protect Zaddy. They know Robin Thede is going to be out here protecting Zaddy. They know that Mark Lemoise Hill is going to ultimately protect Zaddy. They know this. So we have to combat that, family. If you have not gotten Buck Breaking, you better go to buckbreakingmovie.com right now. Get your copy of Buck Breaking. Share it with your family. Deprogram your family because this agenda is very heavy. You need to make this required viewing for your children at this point. Family, they're attacking our children through cartoons, through schools. They're coming hard. We got to come hard, body. That's why when people see the movie Buck Breaking, they were like, damn, y'all went hard. We got to go hard, body. And because this film is so successful now, I know that later on down the line, we're going to have to do a damn Buck Breaking too. I'm already seeing we're going to have to do a Buck Breaking too. We got to keep going there. But again, Buck Breaking right now, there's a lot of great ammo in there to counter this warfare that they're waging on us. Share it with your children. Some of the stuff, there's a few things that are very explicit in there, but this is like Scared Straight. The Scared Straight program had a lot of profanity, but they were dropping some real game in there. They were giving the information to you hard, and you needed to see that as a kid. Yeah, HBO took a huge L with Leaving Neverland. They took a major L on that. But anyway, guys, buckbreakingmovie.com. Go to buckbreakingmovie.com. Also go to hiddencolorsfilm.com. Go to officialfba.com. Go to ogunjuice.com. Ladies and gentlemen, follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Thank you guys for tuning in. I will holler at you guys this Sunday on Sunday Stream. You guys have a great week and a great weekend.